Chapter 24, Onward and Upward. I wish I could portray the beauty of the Christian life. Beginning in the morning of life, controlled by the laws of nature and of God, the Christian moves steadily onward and upward, daily drawing nearer his heavenly home, where await for him a crown of life, and a new name, which no man knoweth saving he that receiveth it. Constantly he grows in happiness, in holiness, in usefulness. The progress of each year exceeds that of the past year. God has given the youth a ladder to climb, a ladder that reaches from earth to heaven. Above this ladder is God, and on every round fall the bright beams of His glory. He is watching those who are climbing, ready, when the grasp relaxes and the steps falter, to send help. Yes, tell it in words full of cheer, that no one who perseveringly climbs the ladder will fail of gaining an entrance into the heavenly city. Satan presents many temptations to the youth. He is playing the game of life for their souls, and he leaves no means untried to allure and ruin them. But God does not leave them to fight unaided against the tempter. They have an all-powerful helper. Stronger far than their foe is he who in this world and in human nature met and conquered Satan, resisting every temptation that comes to the youth today. He is their elder brother. He feels for them a deep and tender interest. He keeps over them a constant watch care, and he rejoices when they try to please him. As they pray, he mingles with their prayers the incense of his righteousness, and offers them to God as a fragrant sacrifice. In his strength the youth can endure hardness as good soldiers of the cross. Strengthened with his might, they are enabled to reach the high ideals before them. The sacrifice made on Calvary is the pledge of their victory.